Happy Thanksgiving. I'm so excited and I'm very, very grateful for you. This is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. You're probably wondering, where are we going in the Bible next now that we finished the book of Genesis? We are going to be tackling 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and 2nd Corinthians is one of my most favorite books, but one of my life verses is in 1st Corinthians 1. See if you can figure out what it is and I'll let you know in just a sec. All right, so here we are in 1st Corinthians 1 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. This is what it says. Paul, called as an apostle of Jesus Christ by God's will, and Sosthenes, our brother, to God's church at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus and called as saints, with all those in every place who call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both their Lord and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of God's grace given to you in Christ Jesus, that by him you were enriched in everything, in all speech and all knowledge. In this way, the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you will be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. You were called by him into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I urge you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say, that there is no divisions among you, that you be united with the same understanding and the same conviction. For it has been reported to me about you, my brothers, by members of Chloe's household, that there is rivalry among you. What I am saying is this: each of you says, I'm with Paul, or I'm with Apollos, or I'm with Cephas, or I'm with Christ. Is Christ divided? Was it Paul who was crucified for you? Or were you baptized in Paul's name? I thank God that I baptized none of you except for Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say you were baptized in my name. I did, in fact, baptize the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I don't know if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to evangelize, not with clever words, so that the cross of Christ will not be emptied of its effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but it is God's power to us who are being saved, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will set aside the understanding of the experts. Where is the philosopher? Where is the scholar? Where is the debater of this age? Hasn't God made the world's wisdom foolish? For since, in God's wisdom, the world did not know God through wisdom, God was pleased to save those who believe through the foolishness of the message preached. For the Jews ask for signs, and the Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. Yet to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is God's power and God's wisdom, because God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Brothers, consider your calling. Not many are wise from a human perspective, not many powerful, not many of noble birth. Instead, God has chosen what is foolish in the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God has chosen what is insignificant and despised in the world, what is viewed as nothing, to bring to nothing what is viewed as something, so that no one can boast in his presence. But it is from him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became God-given wisdom for us, our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, in order that, as it is written, the one who boasts must boast in the Lord. Lord Jesus, on this day of thanksgiving and joy and being grateful for all that you have done and the abundance that you have given us, we choose to praise you with everything inside of us. Praise you. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our health. Thank you for supplying our needs. Thank you for being the delight of our lives. Thank you for walking beside us in our journey this year in 2020. And even though it's been a hard year, we choose to be thankful. And I just want to concentrate on the last part of 1 Corinthians 1, that not many of us were mighty, not many of us were seen. We've been overlooked and not noticed, and yet those are the kinds of people that you choose. You choose the broken ones. You choose the outcasts. You look for those who know that they have nothing to offer. And that's how we know that we have your strength. It's because we understand our lack. And so, Lord, for those of us who might despair of the fact that we might feel weak or overlooked or unseen, that's actually the entry point to which we can know you better, to know your wisdom, to know your strength. And so, Lord, for those who feel weak and unnoticed today, I just praise you and thank you that we can reach to you, that you are the wisdom that we need. You are the strength that we need. And those who are proud and those who know that they don't need God, they're not going to experience your strength because they are relying on their own paltry strength. But we, Lord, who are weak, we who are overlooked, we who feel insignificant, we who did not have a noble birth, you have chosen us, the broken ones, to shame the wise. And we thank you for that, Lord. As this misfit body of Christ, we choose today on this day of Thanksgiving to reach for your strength. And we acknowledge and confess to you right now, in our own strength, we can't do it. We cannot live the Christian life with our own strength. We need you and you alone. Jesus, forgive us for living in our own strength. Forgive us for thinking we've got to figure it all out. Instead, we lay our lives down, we surrender, and we take up our cross and we follow you, and we trust that you will give us the strength that we need to endure and to find you in help, to help us in times of need. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day, even on Thanksgiving. I give you 5 gold stars for doing that. I know you're having a busy day. And of course, those of you who are listening from the rest of the world is like, what's Thanksgiving? But it's a holiday in the United States where we kind of celebrate the gratitude and all the things that God has given us. And we gather our families together and eat pumpkin pie and turkey. So, hey, I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving. And if you are not having a Thanksgiving, I hope you have an amazing day.